Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. It's a particular honor to be sitting in the World Cafe studios today with King Sunny Ade and the African Beats spread out all around our rather large space. King Sunny has been the reigning monarch of Nigerian juju music for decades. He's revered at home and abroad for the blend of percussion and weaving guitars that he helped mold over the years. Concerts in Africa are often all-night affairs, with King Sunny Ade playing for hours to adoring fans who spray the performer to honor him, which means the practice of sticking banknotes on sweating bodies, kind of a way of tipping the band. I asked King Sunny about condensing his show to just 1 or 2 hours for Western audiences.
No problem, yes. But we enjoy what we played here. 1 hour, 2 hours, we try to fix in what we can play for 12 hours. We try to fit it in.
Now at home, what happens? Because, I mean, surely people have to take a break during that period of time.
Sometimes there's no break because when the music is going and the groove is going on and, dollars and just running.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to talk about, the changes back home. I heard in Nigeria that someone had outlawed spraying or something. And people may not know that when you play there or here, too.
Yeah.
People put bills all over you, wherever they can stick them.
Well, that's more or less like a tradition.
Right.
Over here, when the performer plays so well and you appreciate, then you buy him or her a bunch of expensive flowers or gifts. So it's more or less like that. In way back in the olden days, you know, we have when the king's on the, sitting down in the arena and the performers are there, if the king appreciate that very well, he will instruct one of the disciple or one of the aides to put a coin into the holes of the shell. Shell is the first currency we use in those days. So put the hole and tie around the forehead of the performer. So if the performer now turns to the audience, everybody will have to give him or her the standing ovation. And the moment he's playing around, they will be throwing all those things to him or her. So eventually when it comes to a coin, so in the hole, coins has a hole. There is twine. When it comes to currency, there's no way you can do that. It's an offense. So you better place into the forehead of the performer. And when it is much, you know, you just throw it. So we call it spray.
And of course, another thing sort of must be somewhat related to that is the idea of a praise song. That you've recorded praise songs and done them in the past. Would those be for people who were benefactors of yours or people you revered? Or who gets a praise song?
Those who got praise songs from us are the people that really done so well for their communities. And also those who helped the underprivileged people. And of course, those who are good to us occasionally, and those who have already contributed to the growth of indigenous music or any other profession or any other things within the city or the nation or within their own community. And also we praise God because we believe that God is in existence.
King Sunny Ade is our guest today on the cafe, and the African beats are spread out around our studio. And
Baba Kose Owo Tide, Baba Kose Owo, Baba Kose Owo Tide. I'm not sure if I'm gonna do you.
Wow. So I guess it's time for a tune. What would you like to do?
Well, let's go into music.
Baby, go to work. fun mi mo kan lekun rayo baba si fun mi ilekun resu otiti mi.
King Sunny Ade is playing live for us today. King's, it's interesting to watch 13 pieces in the band, and you very subtly direct these people. Like I watched you and the other guitar player kind of eyeing each other and making sure you were in the same speed. Is it tough to be an African beat? Are you a tough band leader?
Oh, I won't say I'm a tough band leader. I'm a very friendly band leader because... every part of my body, they have to wash it, and then they know either by my eyes or either by my finger or my soldier, whatever. I shake my head, they know what it means. So that's part of what you have to learn in African beat first.
How does Juju fare now with all, with hip-hop and everything that goes? How does it fare in Nigeria now?
Well, it's still there. It's still going strong. And other music coming every day, It doesn't stop juju music. Mm-hmm. From the 20s, juju music is still there. And, you know, from 20s to this time, God knows how many thousands of music, different kind of creativities, different music coming in. But juju music is still there. You know, like, for now, the younger ones are playing through computer. And, you know, human tap is not in the music anymore, except you have to go through the indigenous traditional music. That's where you can find, because nowadays it's difficult to feed that tap, human tap, into computer. And that's the difference. And, again, you know, in our country, we're still begging our government to reduce the fees on the musical instruments. That's only area that, and also the piracy.
I was going to say, here in the West, everybody's all worried about people downloading music, and you've had the problem of piracy for years with your music. Did you just shifted how you make a living by playing more live, or?
Actually, we are blessed because we normally play nearly every day in a week. But, you know, we need to have more money from the royalties of, from the records we've already done. Mm-hmm. And sometimes on the television and the radio everywhere, there's a lot of money supposed to come from. And nowadays that the land download the music for iPod, M3, all this and that, even the ringtones, they were where we're supposed to have my music, but it's not easy. But with still thanking God that the present government, they're now listening to us, previous one and this one, they listen to us, and they will try to put a bill into the constituents, to the Constitutional Assembly. Maybe in the copyright law will be more uplifted. Though about 2 years to this time, they put more penalties on whoever infringed our works, but we still want more of that.
Are you feeling more hopeful now that the military government has not been in power for a while?
Well, yeah, you know, our democracy is just 10 years now. We're still looking. I believe it will work well. That's the way it is now, it will work well. You know, we went from premiership into military, from military to presidential. So eventually, I hope that it will work.
Well, you've given me a great idea. I've got to go get a KSA ringtone. I've definitely got to do that.
Remember, you have to pay for it.
I will pay for it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gwen! Gwen! I'm not sure if I'm going to do you.
All right. What's next?
Oh, well, you know, we have more than 112 albums. Whatever comes, it comes. But you go back up to lay. Oluwani oja okan. Thank you.
shebe kanani ile du mari loko na mo beti o je ko be ko o ko ja agbara mi
King Sunny A Day live in the World Cafe studios. And as we mentioned at the beginning about how long the concerts are in Africa, we actually condensed his performance for the World Cafe, and there is much more. In fact, there are three more numbers available on our website if you go to worldcafe.npr.org, and you can look for King Sunny A Day's session, and there are web extras there for you to enjoy. I'm David Dye. This World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. There are many other reasons to visit our website. It is at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks a lot for spending your time with the World Cafe.